So welcome back for those who've been on holiday.
欢迎那些度假回来的弟兄姊妹们。
We have been working hard.
我们很努力，很辛苦哦。
While you were on your mission.
你们呢，就在外头传道，是不是？
Amen. Okay, welcome everybody online and welcome everybody here today.
欢迎所有的人，也欢迎网上的各位。
Last week I was sharing with you about Jacob.
上一周我跟大家分享的是雅各。
How he spent 20 years working for his father-in-law.
他是怎么样的花20年的时间为他的岳父打工的。
His father-in-law is the brother of his mother.
他的岳父其实就是他的舅舅。
And he had two daughters.
然后呢他有两个女儿。
And he spent 14 years working for his father-in-law in order to marry the two of them.
他花了14年的时间为他的舅舅打工，为的就是能够娶到那两个女儿。
He married both of them because he only loved the younger sister.
他虽然两个女儿都娶了，可是他其实最爱的是那个小的妹妹。
Her name is Rachel.
她的名字叫做拉结。
And the older daughter is Leah.
那大的叫做李亚。
And so last week I was saying how eventually,The problem that Jacob was running away from eventually caught up with him.
那上周我们有分享到，其实雅各一直在逃跑躲避的那个不想面对的问题，最后他还是要面对的。
20 years earlier, he cheated his brother Esau his birthright.
20年前他就用了一碗红豆汤就骗了他那个长子的名分从哥哥以扫那里。
And Esau vowed to kill him.
那以扫呢就下定决心要杀了他。
So 20 years later,He had to go back to his.
后他还是得要回家呀。
But standing between him and home.
但是在他和家的中间。
Is Esau.
隔着一个以扫。
And the lesson for us is that.
那对我们的功课就是。
We all have an Esau.
我们生命中都有一个属灵的以扫。
Somehow the enemy, when we are young, he places an Esau in our lives.
很多时候在我们还小的时候，敌人就已经把一个以扫的种子放在我们的生命当中了。
And it manifests as a fear.
然后这个就慢慢的成为了我们生命中的惧怕，开始彰显出来。
That we want to avoid.
这个就我们一直不想面对的。
We don't want to go back to.
也不想再回头去看的。
We want to forget.
也我们很想快点忘记的。
But in the spirit,
但是在灵里面
Esau represents something that has authority to stop you in your life.
以扫是在属灵方面代表着一个属灵的拦阻。
It is a blockage.
它能够拦阻到你。
So unless we overcome Esau,
除非我们能够胜过这个拦阻，以扫，
we can never go back home.
我们就回不了家。
Amen.And so Jacob was faced with that dilemma.
所以呢，雅各当时就遇到了这样的一个难题。
And so in desperation, he wrestled with God.
所以在非常迫切的情况下，他就跟神摔了跤。
And it is a lesson for us that when we face a mountain, a difficulty in our lives that is impossible.
那我们的功课就是，当如果我们的生活中也遇到一个像山一样大无法解决的问题，
a fear that we try to run away from,
或者是一个很大的惧怕我们一直不敢面对的，
the Bible teaches us to come before God.
圣经却告诉我们要来到神的面前。
In the New Testament, it's called prevailing.
在新约里面就是叫做
persisting,
坚持来到神的面前，
not giving up,
而不要放弃。
But in the Genesis here, it's depicted as wrestling with God.
但在创世纪里面，就是说我们在跟神摔跤的意思。
Sometimes we have to wrestle in our spirit with God.
我们一直要在我们的灵里面和神有这样的摔跤。
So that God helps us.
让神来帮助我们。
Now I don't understand why God wants that wrestling.
我也不明白神为什么说一定要摔跤呢？
I am not mature enough to understand that.
可能我的成熟度还没到那里给大家答案。
But one thing I do know, whatever the Bible says, we need to know that.
但我只知道一点，凡是圣经确实记载的东西，就是我们需要知道的。
So in answer to Jacob's prayer, God touched his hip.
所以在雅各跟神摔跤的过程当中，神就有碰到他的那个骨。
And ever since then, he had a limp.
然后呢，他一站起来的时候，他就发现他的那个大腿窝一碰了，他就瘸了脚了。
So every time when Jacob walked,
所以每次当雅各走路的时候
，he remembered wrestling with God.
他就因为自己的瘸脚，就能总记住跟神摔跤的这个经历。
So spiritually,
所以在属灵上面怎么应用
？All of us,
我们中间的人
we need to be walking with a limp.
都会需要这种所谓的属灵的跛脚。
And I say, and I remember when I was a young Christian, people tell me, never trust a Christian who does not walk with a limp.
在我还在年轻基督徒的时候，就有人教我说，那些不瘸脚的基督徒，你可不要相信他们说的话。
Amen. Amen. We can go to church and tell everybody how great Christianity is, and we could.Be talking about religions.
我们可能口上的功夫做得很好，可以能够说我们的信仰啊多么多么的好，跟人是嘴上说的好。
You know, in church we're full of speech.
很多人在就是最喜欢就是说教他人，能够说出很多道理来，大道理。
But only those people who got a limp.
但是只有那些真正自己经历过跛脚的人
，have truly understood what is it like.
他们才真的明白和认识神
，to really trust God.
知道怎么去信靠他。
When life is really tough.
当生命哪怕艰难的试炼时
，Amen. So when you need counseling.
所以当你需要一个顾问
，look for the Christian with a spiritual limp.
那你们去看一看，是那些真的有瘸腿经历的基督徒
Otherwise,
在他们那里问经验。
You're going to get a load of religious.It's okay, God loves you.
要是问错了的人呢，那人家就会给你说一大段大道理的说教了。
And no practical help.
然后自己其实也没经历过，也没有什么很实践性的帮助。
So today I'm going to continue.
所以今天我们接着这个话题来说。
Looking at the two wives.
我们来看看这两个妻子。
Leah and Rachel.
利亚和拉杰。
And in the story, what can we learn?
在故事里面，我们可以学到什么呢
？So.In it, I want to show you that God sees the heart of a person.
那今天的讲到的主题，我是为了让你们知道神看内心。
What's important to a God is what's inside of you, not what's outside of you.
与神而说，最重要的就是你内心的光景，而不是你外表的光景。
And so we begin in Genesis 29, verse 16. It says, Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah.The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance.
创世纪二十九章十六到十七节，亚班有两个女儿，大的名叫利亚，小的名叫拉杰。利亚的双眼无神，拉杰却长得美貌秀丽。
The thing whenever we read the Old Testament, you got to remember this.The Bible is thousands of years old.
那我们在读圣经的时候还要记得哦，其实这个圣经已经有一千多年之久了。
And some things that the Bible talks about is difficult to understand.
所以在一千多年前写的东西，如今来看是有点让人不明白。
So in describing the two daughters,
所以这里面对两个女儿都有一个描述。
The younger one is easy to understand. She was basically Miss Israel.
那其实最好看的就是不最最最容易明白的就是这个好看的拉杰了，她就像是以色列，
beautiful face.
她是非常的长相秀丽。
So in other words, beautiful in appearance.
她就说她的外表是非常漂亮的。
And she had a beautiful figure.
然后她的身材也非常漂亮。
In other words, she was the girl that every brother in the church wants to marry.
换句话说，她就是一个所有的弟兄都会非常向往追求的一个女孩子。
Who doesn't want to marry such a lady?
那谁不想娶这么漂亮的女孩子呢？
But then,
但是
the Bible uses the phrase Leah's eyes were weak.
圣经却形容利亚的双眼无神。
It didn't say that she was beautiful.
没有提到她漂不漂亮哦。
All the Bible say her eyes were weak.
圣经里面就是说她的双眼无神。
Now those of you who are diligent, when you look at the Bible, different translators translate that.Differently.
那如果你们很勤劳的去查考圣经，你会发现那个字的意思是要去钻研。
Some will translate that her eyes were soft.
有的人会说她的眼神是柔的。
Some will translate her eyes were delicate.
有的人会说她的眼神是轻弱的。
In other words, the translators had no idea how to translate this.
换句话说，当翻译各种各样的时候，就是那些翻译的人自己都不太确定。
Because they are trying to translate.A Hebrew idiom.
他们是在想用希伯来的这种俚语来翻译。
Most scholars believe, a lot of scholars believe that this phrase, "eyes were weak," is a Hebrew idiom.
所以其实说到双眼无神是一个希伯来的一个传统的俚语。
Just like when Jesus said, "When your eyes sin, pluck it out."
就像耶稣说，如果你的眼睛犯罪，就要把它挖出来，这种俚语一样。
Jesus say when your eyes have light, they're good.
就像耶稣说，如果你的眼睛有神，那是好事。
So even today, the Jewish people still uses that phrase about the eyes.
所以现今的以色列人还是会用眼睛上面有很多的俚语的。
If you've got good eyes, it means you are generous.
如果你有一个好的眼睛，其实他们是在说你很慷慨。
You see, it's an idiom.
这是一个他们的自己的俚语。
So Leah's eyes were weak doesn't mean she's short-sighted. Some people say, oh, she's short-sighted.
那俚雅的双眼无神不是说她近视眼哦。
She's going around like this.
是她看不清楚近视眼哦。
That's why when Jacob looked at her.
所以当雅各看到她的时候就吓到了。
Or does she have small eyes?
那或者是说她眼睛很小吗？
No, it means...The idiom teaches us this. Her heart,
这里面是在说她的心，她的魂
is tender,
是很柔弱的。
She is kind,
她是很善良的。
The only reason why some people translate that as weak is because she's one of those people that will not hurt anything.
当别人用这个所谓的软弱这个无神来翻译他，就是说他其实双眼是不会伤害到别人，他的生命不伤害人。
Leah is the kind of person when they see a wounded dog,
他是那个看见了一个受伤的小狗
will take it home and heal and bind it.
他就会把它带回家，然后医治他，给他包扎的一个人。
Rather than some other of us will take it home and eat it.
而不是像某些人会把那个狗带回家然后把它煮了吃了。
So Leah is the one of those people who never hurt anyone.
所以莉亚是一个从不伤害别人的人。
So her eyes being weak or tender means her soul.
所以我们是在说她的
her personality,
她的眼神柔弱。
One that is kind.
她是眼神柔弱，心灵也是非常的温柔和善良的人。
So here you got two sisters.
所以这里面有两个姊妹。
One who is externally beautiful.
一个呢是里面美，内在美。
One who is internally beautiful.
一个是外在，一个是内在美。
Which one did Jacob choose?
那雅各当时是走了外在美还是内在美呢？
So brothers, if you find one sister that is Miss World and the other sister got weak eyes, which one do you choose?
弟兄们，你们要看清楚了哦。如果有两个女人在你面前，有一个长得美貌秀丽，有一个双眼无神，你要找谁？
So verse 18 says it all. Jacob loved Rachel.
所以十八节清楚地告诉我们说，雅各爱拉结。
And he said, I will serve you 7 years.For the younger daughter, saying to Laban, I will serve you free of charge for 7 years in order to marry Miss World.
所以他就说，我愿意为你的小女儿拉结服侍你7年。
And he was so in love, the Bible say, 7 years passed by just like that.
因为他太爱拉结了，所以那七年就是一晃就过。
But 7 years later, Laban gave Leah to Jacob instead of Rachel.
但是七年以后，雅各发现自己娶到的原来是利亚，不是拉结。
And he only found out the day after he got married.
他甚至是只是在洞房那天才发现他娶错了人。
When he woke up after he was drunk,
他之前是喝醉了酒，后来醒来。
It was not Rachel, but Leah.
醒来了才发现原来不是拉结，是利亚。
The weak eye.
是那个双眼无神的女孩。
Amen. What a shock.
那就是很震惊。
So he went and complained to his father-in-law.
然后他就去他的岳父那里抱怨。
His father-in-law said, "You know, in our custom, you can the younger cannot marry before the older."
所以舅舅对他的话就是说，在我们的文化里面，大的都还没有嫁呢，小的是不能嫁的。
So why don't you serve me another 7 years?
那要不你就这样吧，你再服侍我7年。
And then you can have Rachel also as your wife.
那七年以后呢，你可以把拉结也娶过去了。
So Laban gave the youngest daughter to Jacob, and he served another 7 years.
那拉班呢，就把拉结给了雅各，让他娶走了，又要服侍他7年。
So he worked for 14 years.
总共服侍了14年。
For little wage.
就是基本上没什么工资，就是光服侍了。
That's what happened when you're in love.
所以这是当你爱的昏头转向的时候就会这样做。
Amen. When we are chasing after our wife, we will do anything.
当你追你太太的时候，你会为她什么都愿意做的。
You know, we people love decorating their girlfriend's house.
我们可以去拿漆来刷她的家里面。
They will promise the moon.
我们可以把天上的月亮都摘下来。
Amen. You understand, brothers and sisters?
你们明白吗？
It's all because of the external appearance.
因为就是这个外在的吸引。
And then marriage.
然后婚姻就。
The night you go home.
晚上你回家的时候。
Then your brand new wife.
然后你全新的妻子。
Begins to take her mask off.
开始把她的面具一点点的撕下来。
And you see somebody else.
然后你突然看到了面具底下有不同的人。
Then she take her belt off.
然后你就拿着你，她就拿着。
And then you see something else.
然后你把皮带一松以后，发现了一个不同的大小。
And as time go by.
然后随着时间的增长。
You begin to see the inside.
你看到了她的内在。
Amen. You see, if you notice, Jacob loved Rachel because of her appearance.
那我们发现了雅各之所以爱拉结，是因为拉结漂亮。
But God had a different plan.
但是神对雅各是有个不同的计划。
Jacob was only looking for a wife.
那雅各呢，只是想找一个妻子而已。
But God was looking for a nation out of Jacob.
但是神却是要雅各这里出一个国。
Sometimes our choice is not God's choice.
很多时候我们的选择不是神的选择。
But sometimes we don't even know things are happening around us because God is working on something else.
其实我们却不明白的是，生命中发生了一些很奇怪的事情，是因为神在他不同的计划中间在做不同的事情。
And all the time,We hate our lives.
所以我们就一直就说啊，我不喜欢我的生命，我的生活。
How come I don't have that job? How can I be married? That woman.
为什么我没有这个工作？为什么我没有娶到我想娶的女人
？And all the time when Jacob looked at Leah, he hates her.
当每次雅各看到利亚的时候，他就一肚子的恼悔。
But when every time when she sees Rachel,
当他每次一看到拉结的时候，就是深爱意。
So we read right in verse 31.
所以我们来看一看三十一节。
When the Lord saw Leah was hated,
耶和华见利亚失宠
，He opened her womb,
就使她生育。
But Rachel was barren,
拉结却不生育。
Rachel had a problem.
那拉结呢有生育问题
？No kids.
她没有孩子。
Leah had God's favor.
那利亚却有神的宠爱。
Can have children.
可以生育。
See, Jacob really hates see looking at Leah and loves Rachel.
那雅各呢是真的很不喜欢利亚，也特别喜欢拉结。
Could it be the very part of your life that you really don't like and that you really hate is actually Leah?
那会不会这么来理解说，你生命中有你自己很讨厌、很憎恨的地方，那个是不是你生命中属灵的利亚
？Because in your mind, you want a career.You want to get to the best. You want a big salary. You want to marry Miss World, etc.
你给自己一个很美好的计划，我要找到份很好的工作，拿很高的薪水，娶一个最漂亮的妻子，等等等等。
But life doesn't turn out that way.
但是你却发现我生活不是这样子。
Something else is happening.
其他的不与以愿违的事情却发生了。
All you're getting in your life is Leah.
你发现你生命中看到的永远都是利亚。
And Rachel is barren.
然后拉结却生不出孩子。
In our lives, we are always struggling.
你发现我们的生活中一直这样的争执、争斗
着。Oh Lord, I pray for this.
说主啊，我一直在为这个事情祷告。
Oh Lord, I work hard for this.
主啊，我要努力、努力、再努力。
But why am I getting Leah?
但是为什么我生命中发生的事情是利亚
？I love Rachel.
我很爱拉结的。
I want this in my life.
我想要拉结在我的生命当中的。
And so in life, we're full of regrets.
所以在我们的生活中间就有很多的失望和遗憾。
Could it be in the background?
那会不会说我们的背景其实是
God may just be working on something else.
神其实在生命你看不到的那个范围在做事情。
Amen. That's our prayer after all.
这是我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, when we are spiritual.
当我们说主啊，哦，我们好像很属灵的样子。
I want to serve you.
主啊，我要侍奉你。
I want to live my life for you.
主啊，我要为你而活。
Amen. That's a very dangerous prayer.
这是一个很危险的祷告哦。
God loves those sort of prayers.
神就是特别喜欢听你这样祷告。
And He always answers those prayers.
然后这种祷告，神绝对回答。
How many of you like me? I made that mistake.
你们有没有就像我这样，都是做了这样的祷告
？When I was in university,
我还在大学的时候就做了这样傻傻的祷告。
My first year as a Christian.
我还是第一年当。
Oh Lord, use me.
我说主啊，你来使用我。
I will serve you my life.
主啊，我要侍奉你。
Break me, mold me.
主啊，你来破碎我，来塑造我。
And He's been answering my prayer.
然后神就真的答了我的祷告了。
And no wonder why it's full of pain.
No, 原来我的生活中这么的痛苦，都是因为那个祷告。
Breaking us, molding us.
因为是神在破碎我们，是在塑造我们。
Amen. So stop complaining to God.
所以不要对神来抱怨了。
He's only answering our prayer.
他只是在听你祷告而已哦。
Amen. But then.Although we pray like that, but our mind and our thoughts are worldly.
虽然我们好似做这种属灵的祷告，但是其实我们的心思意念是非常属世的。
We're looking for the K-pop style husband.
我们在看那种韩国男星式的帅哥当老公。
Amen. That's what we want.
那就是女孩子要的。
And we want to be a banker.
我们还说一定要当银行家。
In the old days, it was just being a doctor, pharmacist.
那以前呢，都是说我们要当医生啊，
no,
做药。
Banker.
现在改了，我们要当银行家。
Billionaire. In the past, it was millionaire. Now it's billionaire.
以前我们叫做百万富翁，现在叫做千万富翁。
You understand?
明白吗？
Our minds, our view is very worldly.
因为我们的心思意念还特别的属世。
We try to bring our worldview into the church.
我们会把这种属世的意念带入到教会里面来。
We bring the mind of the world into our relationship with God.
我们把对世界上的这种错误的认知带到我们和神的关系当中来。
And that's where the conflict is.
所以这就是矛盾的开始。
That's when the struggle is.
这就是为什么开始挣扎。
Because God wants to give you a Leah.
因为神想要给你利亚。
But you want a Rachel.
可是你却一直坚持要拉结。
We want life to be full of beauty.
我们只想生命中特别的美好。
We want a husband that loves God.
我们想要一个丈夫又爱神。
Serves God.
又侍奉神。
But at the same time, he's a billionaire.
同时还要是要千万富翁。
But at the same time, he's the best looking billionaire.
而且还要是长得帅的高富帅哦，还要是帅哥，还要是有钱。
Try and find me that person.
你去找一找试试。
How many sisters ever found such a person?
有多少姊妹真的找到了这样的人的
？Loves God.
你就问问神。
Looks like a K-pop star.
那有一个人看着主啊，你说那我就要一个长得像韩国男星的人。
He's a billionaire.
他还是个百万富翁。
Wow.
Wow.
Today, when you look at good-looking people, are they usually good?
你今天来看一看那些颜值特别高的人，他们真的很好吗
？Billionaires are they usually kind?
你看看那些真的百万亿万富翁，他们真的很善良
吗 ？The world view.Is like that.
但是世界上的认知就是这样的。
But we bring the worldview and put it into Christianity.
但是我们把这世上的一种追求，把它放进了我们教会里面。
And sometimes they do not mix.
这两者是不兼容的。
Sometimes they're in conflict.
这两种是矛盾的。
But if you find a billionaire who looks like a K-pop star and who also loves God.Then you are blessed.
如果你要找到一个亿万富翁，颜值又很高，还爱神，哎呀，那你真有福了。
But that is almost impossible.
但是这个基本上不可能的。
Very, very rare.
没有这样，基本很少这样的情况的。
Amen. I remember many years ago when we were starting churches.
我记得很多年前我们刚开始教会。
And one of the brothers in church was an Italian.
那有一个意大利的弟兄呢，就在我们教会里面呢。
And we decided to use him to start the church in West London.
我们当时就决定要用这个帅帅的意大利人呢开始教会。
Because we knew his church would be full.
我们知道，就因为他在我们教会一定满好多人呢。
He will have many brothers. Will have made this church will be full of young women.
我们的教会会有很多年轻的姊妹来到我们当中。
Because
因为
he was single.
他是一个单身哦。
In his 20s.
他才二十来岁耶。
And he's becoming a lawyer.
他还要当律师呢。
Wow.
Wow.
We looked at him and said, yep.
我们当时
I don't care about what you believe in, but you will make a good pastor.
我们当时看到他说，哎，管你信什么哈，你就来了，你在这里当牧师就肯定没问题了。
And so we put him into a church.
然后我们就把他放到了教会里面。
Literally, the front few lines were just single women.
果然是
just looking at him every Sunday.
前三排的基本上坐着的都是他的女粉丝。
And then what happened? It drew the women that came was quite pretty, and it drew the other young men.
那因为那些漂亮的女孩坐在前面呢，又有很多男孩的单身也跟着。
Soon his church was full.
很快呢，就整个教会都已经满了。
With young women that were looking at him.
那个漂亮的女孩呢，就一直看着这个牧师。
And then men that were looking at the women.
那其他来的男人呢，又盯着前排的那些漂亮女生们。
Although the church was full,
虽然教会看似满满的
it wasn't very spiritual.
但是是非常不属灵。
Full of problems.
全都是问题。
And the day came.
但是有一天
he got married.
他结婚了
instantly
立刻
his church was empty
他的教会就没人了
Amen Now we may laugh
我们可能会在笑哦
This is how church is today
但是今天的教会真的就是这种光景
You know we try to bring other things to draw people into the church other than Jesus
我们做各样的事情来吸引人来到教会而不是直接用耶稣
And so brothers and sisters you can see here
所以弟兄姊妹们你们能看到
That in life we try to bring the world view Jacob is trying to look atHis future through the world's eyes.
当时雅各是借着世界的观点来看他的未来，就像我们现在把世界带入教会一样。
He was looking for a wife.
他呢，当时就是想找一个。
God was looking for a nation.
神却是在想要一个国度。
Rachel cannot deliver a nation.
那拉结呢，不能生育，就不能生出一个国度来。
But Leah can.
但是利亚却可以。
Leah had far more children than.Rachel.
所以利亚当时比拉结生的孩子多多了。
Amen. Do you remember Jacob had 12 sons?
记不记得雅各他有十二个儿子
？Leah gave birth to 6 of them.
那利亚生的是六个。
Plus one daughter.
还有一个是女儿。
Rachel gave birth to 2.
那拉结只生了两个。
Joseph and Benjamin.
就是 Joseph 和Benjamin.
And then the other four came from two servants.
还有四个是他们的仆人生的。
Why?
为什么
？Why?
为什么是这样呢
？Why can't God bring a nation out of Rachel, but had to be from Leah?
为什么神不想借着拉结来出一个国度，而是借着利亚呢？
King David is not a descendant of Rachel, but a descendant of Leah.
那要记得哦，大卫王不是从拉结这条线出来的，是从利亚这条线出来的。
Jesus came from Leah.
耶稣也是从利亚这条线出来的，不是拉结。
Not from Rachel.
不是拉结。
And yet, when we read the Bible, we only pay attention to Rachel.
那我们呢，在读这一段经文的时候，大家都把眼光放在拉结的身上。
But we don't pay attention to Leah.
却没有人把眼光放在利亚
身上。God was working on Leah.
但是神是在利亚身上做工。
Because through Leah came Judah.
因为借着利亚出来了犹大。
Because why?
为什么
？Because God was looking for someone with the right heart.
因为神从内心看人。
Amen. Her kind heart produced kind children.
她善良的心带出来了善良的孩子。
Amen. Her tenderness.Is the tenderness of David?
他柔弱的心也是像，就是为什么会有大卫王
这么柔
弱的敏感的心
David was also somebody who was not great looking.
那他就算是不是很好看
But he had a heart of God.
但他的心却一直
When Samuel wanted to choose a king, he saw his brothers. They were tall and mighty, but for him, Samuel could not see him as a king.
那萨姆尔当时在选王的时候，他看他的那些弟兄都觉得，哎呀，他们很高大，很适合当王，
so、brothers,
就没看到他这个小儿子。
His brothers were equivalent to Rachel.
所以他的那些哥哥弟弟们都特别像拉结这样。
David is like Leah.
但是大卫王他自己却是那个最小的、最不被人忽视的儿子。
Because God is looking for the heart.
因为神还是在看内心。
Amen. See, many times in our life, we think, oh, sorts of things are happening. God is looking at your heart.
所以不管我们的生命中什么样的事情发生，神一直都是在看你的内心。
God is choosing the person with the heart.
他一直都在借着你的内心来选择。
You see, like I said, we chose an Italian guy for his appearance, not because of his heart.
就像我刚才说的那个例子，有人把那个意大利的人选成牧师，纯粹是因为颜值高而已。
Only people with the right heart can do God's work.
那只有一个人的内心的状态是神看。看到才能够为神故作做事情。
Had the right heart.
利亚的心，
Leah,
心是好的。
Heart is similar to the Lord.
利亚的心跟神的心是一致的。
So she didn't have weak eyes. She had a tender heart.
所以她不是有什么双目无神，而是她有一个非常柔软的心。
And that's the kind of heart Judah and others down the line had to inherit.
所以他这个柔软的心，他的孩子犹大，还有后面的人都是这样，都已经遗传了他的柔软。
But she struggled.
但是他也挣扎了。
She had to suffer.
他会经历。
Being the mother of Judah, being the mother, but the ancestor of the Messiah, her life was not easy.
作为耶稣基督的前面的那个祖先和所有犹大的祖先，他的生命不容易。
Want to serve God?Life will not be easy.
所以当你想要服侍神，你的生命不一定容易。
Because the problem is, it's the worldview.
因为你会用世界的眼光来看。
It's the mindset of the world.
因为你的头脑里想的是世界的标准。
It's the expectation of the world.
所以你按照世界的期待来想。
Because when you want to serve God,There are certain things of the world you can no longer have.
那你如果想要选择侍奉神，那世界上给你的一些东西，你就不能再要了。
You will be despised.
你会
You will be despised.
迫切秒被藐视
You understand, brothers and sisters? You will be despised.
你会被藐视
And that's why Leah struggled. This is why we will struggle. Because we can't meet the world's expectations.
所以利亚他会很挣扎，就像我们当基督徒有时候会很挣扎，因为我们达不到世界的一种标准。
The worst thing is when you come to church, the church is just as worldly.
那最差劲的就是，如果你来到教会，发现教会的标准跟世界的标准还真的一样的时候。
If you're rich, come and sit at the front.
如果你是有钱人，请坐在前排。
If you got no money, stay out my church.
如果你没钱的话，你出去吧。
Although we don't say, but that's how we act.
虽然很多时候不这么说，但有人就是这
么说。We bring the world value into the church.
我们把世界上的观点带到教会里来。
And so we don't value those brothers and sisters who are walking with God.
所以我们却不去珍惜那些真心和神同行的人。
Why?
为什么？
Because those are the ones who tend not to have so much money.
因为就是那些人，他们为了主，他们不选择金钱。
So much success.
他们不选择所谓的成功。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹们？
This is why nobody will look at Jesus twice.
所以当时耶稣在走在街上都没人瞧他一眼。
As a Messiah, everybody expected him to be glorious.
因为作为弥赛亚，很多人都想到他是非常荣耀的存在。
He came and lived in a poor village.
他是在一个很穷的乡村里活着的。
People expect him to be living in a rich place.
很多人都以为他可以去的一个富有的地方生出来。很荣耀的地方生出来
A beautiful looking face.
很高颜值的生出来
And yet the Bible say he was ordinary.
但是圣经却说他的长相平平
Amen. Brothers and sisters, often
所以弟兄姊妹们
What we choose is not how God chooses.
经常我们所选并不是神所选
Amen. For God to do his work is looking for the heart.
当神要做事的时候他看的是人的内心
And this is not what we choose.
这个不是我们的选择。
But the heart is the thing that is eternal.
但只有心里面的东西才是永恒的。
No matter how it's pretty.
颜值就算年轻的时候多么漂亮。
10 years time.
十年以后。
You need to go to B&Q.
你们就去 B&Q 的看一看。
And get some polyfiller. Polyfiller. 灰。
去整点灰到脸上
and fill in some of the cracks.
然后再把身上刮出点印子来
Amen.
你就试试看那是十年后的样子
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
你们能够明白吗
But the heart
当然你们的心
is eternal
是永恒的
This is what is valuable
这是才有价值的东西
That is what God is looking for
这是神一直在追寻找寻的东西
But you will suffer
但是你会痛苦。
When you want to follow God,
因为你在跟随神的路上。
Because in the church,
因为在教会。
Outside the church,
在教会外。
We have a world mindset view.
我们都会有一个属世的意念。
That's why sometimes,
就是为什么
I jokingly say to some parents,
我有时候对一些父母开玩笑说。
Every parent say to me,Pastor, pray for my sons and daughters. They will have success. Go to the best university.
很多家长把孩子带到我面前来给我祷告，都是让我为孩子们祷告，能够考上个好的大学，以后会非常的属世的成功。
Full of hope.
要蛮有希望。
Now, that is exactly the same as me.
那我没有说你哈，我也是这样，我为儿子祷告。
Nothing wrong with that.
我没有说这个祷告有问题。
And I will pray.
我会这样祷告的。
The Lord will bless.
我说主啊，主祝福你。
But never once.
但是从来没有。
Have I received a prayer request for my parents in all these 35 years?
那我35年来从来没有一个家长到我面前来说给我孩子祷告。
牧师啊，为我的儿子祷告。
Pastor, please pray for my child.
让他变成一个牧师。
And make him to be a pastor.
You understand?Because our worldview is.
因为我们属世的眼光是。
牧师。
是 pastor
equal no money.
Pastor 就是牧师，就是没钱的意思。
贫穷的人
就是穷人，
非常贫穷的人。
Poverty,
no status, no money.
没有地位，
nothing.
没有身份，没有钱。
Amen, amen. And yet, when it comes to funeral and wedding.
但是每次一到结婚或者葬礼的时候
，You see, as a pastor, you only get some glory, you only get some respect when it comes to funeral and.
那作为牧师呢，就是要么是结婚的时候，要么是葬礼的时候，突然就有人非常尊重你了。
When people need connection to heaven,
当人呢需要跟天有一个打交道的时候
，Suddenly you become valuable.
突然就人觉得看到我的价值了。
Other time,
平时都是不理不唠的。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
你们能明白吗？
You see, we can't. I'm the same.
所以我也是一样哦。
If my children say, "I think God called me to be a pastor," I say, "Are you sure?"
如果我的孩子对我说，我觉得神呢叫我要当牧师，我会问他，你确定吗
？I thought in my prayer, right, that God wants you to be a banker.
我觉得我为你祷告是你要当银行家来着。
You see.I'm just trying to say to you in our human nature how we think.
我只是说，在我们作为一个人的自然的状况会这么想问题。
And it is not wrong.
也不是错啦。
But what is wrong?
但错在是。
Is when God has another plan.
当神有一个不同的计划时。
And we refuse to obey.
然后我们拒绝去听从那个不同的计划。
Amen? What is wrong?Is that we don't allow God to change things.
错就错在我们不允许神来改变我们所期待的。
What's wrong is that we don't submit to God.
错就错在我们不委身于神。
Hallelujah.
顺服于神。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, often in our Christian life there is a conflict.
就是为什么在我们的信仰当中老是有这样的挣扎。
We have there is a conflict with God.
一直有这样的冲突跟神在一起。
Because of our mindset.
因为我们的心思意念的没有更新。
Slowly, I pray.
所以我们就慢慢的祷告。
Gradually, I pray.
慢慢的我们在祷告。
That our mind will become mind of Christ.
让我们的心思意念和神的心思意念同频一致。
That we gradually will begin to think and see how God thinks.
让我们能够以神的思维来思维，以神的方法来想事情。
So Leah herself has that problem.
利亚她自己就有这样的问题。
Her focus is not on, oh, I'm such a kind person.
利亚的专注点不是啊，我是这样一个善良的人。
Her whole life has been compared with her sister.
她的一生，她都在跟她的妹妹做比较。
Look at how beautiful she is.
啊，你看看为什么她生的那么好看。
I wish I was like that.
我要是能生那么好看就好了。
All I've got is weak eyes.
我现在就是两眼无神。
Amen. Now, so you can imagine once she's got married.
你可以想象当莉亚结婚以后。
Her husband hates her.
她的爸爸，她的丈夫不喜欢她。
How do you think she feels?
你觉得她心里是怎么感受？
She become insecure.
她会变得很没有安全感。
She's looking for approval.
她在开始找人来证明。
Brothers and sisters,
自我证明。
That's how the world makes you think on a daily basis. I am not good enough.
这就是这个世界的意念，让你这么子来看问题，总是觉得我不够好。
It doesn't matter how talented a child is. For some reason, this world is always saying to them, "You are not good enough."
不 管一个孩子他的天分有多么高，这个世界上呢，总会让他们觉得他们不够好。
Even when your children are pretty, they say I'm not pretty, I'm ugly.
就算你的孩子其实他们很漂亮，可是他们自己却觉得自己一点就不漂亮。
Because that's the world's mind.
因为这是世界上给你的观
点。It's a lie.
是一个谎言。
So this is Leah's problem.
这也是莉亚的问题。
Miss World.
她说啊，那个是世界小姐。
She's a swan.
她是一个天鹅一样的美
女。And I'm an ugly duckling.
那我是一个丑小鸭。
It's confirmed that my husband doesn't love me.
就是因为这个丑小鸭，所以我丈夫不爱我。
So we spend the rest of our lives trying to win approval.
所以我们就花一生的时间去自我证
明。Buy presents for people.
不停地给人买礼物，
讨好。Try to win people over.
想去讨好别人，让别人喜欢自己。
Try to be somebody else in the social media.
那自己给在网络上让自己成为一个不同的人设。
Put another picture of someone else to pretend that it's you.
把别人的美丽的照片放到网上，让人家。以为那就是你自己。
In other words, we begin to hate ourselves.
是我们就开始越来越不喜欢自己。
That's the problem today.
那今天的问题就在此。
The world is demanding an impossible look.
世界在要求一个根本不可能成就的一种长相和一种美丽。
An impossible life.
还有一种不可成就的完美生活。
Now that's where all our children is being deceived.
但是我们的孩子都中了这个谎言，都往那里追求。
So we see this in Leah.
所以我们在莉亚身上看到这个问题。
Verse 32 says, and Leah conceived and bore a son. She called him Reuben, for she said, because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me.
连莉亚怀孕生子，她都给她取名叫做吕便，因为她说耶和华看见我的苦情，如今我的丈夫必爱我。
In every marriage,
在很多婚姻当中
in every, when they have children,
当他们有了孩子
in the Jewish tradition, the one that you want is a son.
那在犹太的文化里面他们一定要一个儿子的
in every culture,
在每个文化里面都是要儿子
you want the child to be a son.
我们都希望那个生的是个儿子
because it pleases,
因为这个让他开心
it helps the lineage,
能够帮助他的声望 和他的血缘
so,I've given my husband a present.
所以莉亚这个时候觉得，哦，我给我丈夫送了一个好礼物了。
Now that I've given him a son.
那我现在给他生了个儿子了。
Surely it will please him.
那这个送了这么大的礼物，我丈夫一定要爱我了。
Jacob still loves Rachel.
但是雅各仍然喜欢拉结的。
Let's see what happens in verse 33.
让我们来看看33节。
Okay, one is not good enough. Let's go for another one.
生一个儿子都不够，他又要生。
She conceived again and bore a son and said, Because the Lord has heard that I'm hated, he has given me this son also, and he called his name Simeon.
她又怀孕生子，给他起名叫西面，说耶和华因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子。
So Reuben means see a son.
所以前面的吕便是说看见了儿子。
Amen.、
嗯、
Ru is see.Ben is son.
前面的吕便，吕是指看见。
Simeon,
后面那个便是说儿子。
Simeon means heard.
西面的意思呢是听到。
God heard me.
说神听到我了。
So in other words, Leah has been interceding.
所以呢，我们可以看到莉亚一直在代祷，
praying and
一直在祷告，祷告。
And then she bore a second son.
然后她又生了一个儿子。
God heard my anguish.
她就说神听到了我的沮丧。
And then the third one came in verse 34 said, and she conceived again and bore us another son.
然后34节。
Now this time my husband will be attached to me because I have bore him three sons. Therefore his name was called Levi.
34节，她又怀孕生子，说我给丈夫生了三个儿子，现在这次他必亲近我了，因此雅各给他起名叫利位。
Levi means attach.
利位就是跟你贴着。
So you see Leah's desire in her heart. She wants the love of her husband.
你可以看到利亚心里的渴望，她愿意她想要丈夫来亲近她，跟她贴着。
She longs for approval.
她很想。有这种自我证明。
She's suffering from rejection.
因为她一直在一种被拒绝的光景中间。
Poor self-image.
很自卑的一个光景当中。
So now,
所以
she thinks three sons now, surely Jacob will come over.
她觉得都生了三个儿子这么好了，那这次我丈夫必亲近我了。
But Jacob loves Rachel.
但是雅各还是爱拉结。
And let's see what happened in verse 35.
那我们再看35节。
And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "This time I will praise the Lord." Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she ceased bearing.
35节，她又怀孕生子，说：“这次我要赞美耶和华。”因此给他取名叫犹大，就是他不，于是他就停了生育。
These four sons.
这四个儿子
contains Leah's testimony.
就是利亚的一生的见证。
If you notice, the Holy Spirit never wastes time.
你发现圣灵哦，从来不浪费时间或者用错词的。
Reuben, see, I've got a son.
吕便是说，看，我有儿子了。
Simeon, because God heard me.
西缅是在说，因为神听见了我。
Levi.Now my husband will be attached to me.
利未啊，我的丈夫现在终于来亲近我了。
Judah, praise the Lord.
犹大，是我赞美主。
So that's basically her testimony.
这个就是利亚的一生的见证。
This is what describes Leah.
这个就是
how she feels.
这个就是利亚一生的写照。
See, I've got a son. Surely my husband will love me now.
我都生了一个儿子了，我的丈夫该爱我了吧。
God has heard me.
神也听到了我祷告。
My husband will come over to me now.
我的丈夫现在终于会到我旁边来。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Amen. That's exactly what all of us want.
这就是我们很多人都在追求的。
We want to win approval.
因为我们想自我证
明。Because God heard my prayer.
因为神听到了我的祷告。
And then I will praise the Lord.
然后我们就会赞美主。
Otherwise, my life is
miserable. 要不然的话，我的生命就是没希望了。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹们？
Judah means praise.
犹大指的是赞美。
You see, little did Leah know.
当时利亚并不知道。
That God had another plan.
神在他的生命中有一个不同的计划。
But she is the mother of the Messiah.
她竟然是弥赛亚的祖先。
The ancestor of the Messiah.
是弥赛亚的祖先。
I can prove that to you.
我可以在这里向你证明看哦。
That the Bible acknowledges her more than we acknowledge her.
因为圣经都认知利亚的功劳比我们认知的多。
She doesn't even know how important she is.
利亚都不知道她自己的人生这么重要。
See, Leah is one of the most important women in the Bible.
利亚是圣经里面很重要的一个女人。
Let's read Genesis chapter 49 verse 29.
让我们来读创世纪49章29节。
Jacob is about to die.
那雅各就快死了。
And therefore he commanded his children where to bury him.
所以呢，他就在吩咐他的儿子们说要在哪里葬他。
Okay, let's read the verse.
让我们来看看二十九节。
Then he, which is mean Jacob, commanded them, said to them, "I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron, the Hittite."
他又吩咐他们说。我快要归到我祖先那里，你们要将我葬在赫人以弗伦田间的洞里，与我的祖先。
Now look at verse 31 carefully.
然后再看看三十一节。
There they buried Abraham. This is the place where they buried Jacob, right? There they buried Abraham, Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac, Rebecca his wife. There I buried.
在三十一节我们看到亚伯拉罕和他的妻子拉结葬在那里，以撒和他的妻子利百加也葬在那里，我也在那里葬了利亚。
Not Rachel.
他葬的是利亚，不是拉结。
Leah.
他葬了利亚。
Rachel was buried somewhere else.
拉结葬在了别的地方。
But Leah was buried with all the important people.
但是利亚是跟那些最重要的祖先在一起。
Sarah,
亚伯拉罕
Isaac,
以撒
Rebecca,
利百加
Now it's Jacob, Leah.
然后是雅各和利亚葬在一起。
It's not Jacob and Rachel.
不是雅各和拉结葬在一起。
So what happened?
是发生了什么呢？
Rachel had to be buried somewhere else.
那拉结要葬在一个不同的地方。
Understand?
明白吗？
So the Bible actually says, he is the one that came alongside all the lineage to the Messiah.
所以利亚是在这一条生育线上面的重要人物，最后生了弥赛亚。
Although Leah may not feel she's loved.
也许莉亚这一生都觉得自己没被爱。
Although Leah may not feel she's valid.
她也许这一生都看不到自己的价值。
She may have a poor self-image of herself.
她可能自卑了一生。
But she has a wonderful heart.
但是她却有一个很美好的内心。
And God chose her.
所以神选择了莉亚。
She never realized that.
她从来都没认识到这一点。
And yet she was honored.
但是她是这样的被神高举和荣耀了。
To be buried with the forefathers.
可以跟她的先祖葬在一起。
The great patriots.
是最最重要的先祖，最伟大的先祖。
If you can find the grave of Abraham, you can find the grave of Leah.
你要是能找到亚伯拉罕的墓，你就能找到利亚的墓。
One of the great mothers of Israel.
是以色列最伟大的一个母亲。
Amen. God's plan for us is very different.
所以神给你我的那个计划不一定跟你想的一样。
God sees things very different.
神看问题的方式也不一定跟你一样。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you are affected by the way the world sees you,
如果你觉得你因为世界的标准影响到了你的话，
if you are negative about yourself,
如果你对自己的想法非常负面的话，
think about Leah.
你就来想想利亚。
Perhaps God has placed something in you that is so valuable.
也许神放了一个很大的价值在你的身上。
Amen. And we finish with this in First Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
我们来结束在撒母耳记十六章七节。
Remember, Rachel gave birth to Joseph and Benjamin.
那记得雅各是给约瑟和便以悯。
Where did the first king of Israel came from?
那你知道以色列的第一个王从哪个支派出来吗
？King Saul.
那个扫罗的支派
He comes from Benjamin.
他从便加敏的支派出来
And yet the same problem.
那还有同样的问题
Israel chose by the looks.
以色列呢也是按颜值选人
Chose from Benjamin.
他们也是选择便以悯
But God chose from the heart.
但是神却只是用内心选择人
Israel chose from Rachel.God chose from Leah.
那以色列就是雅各当时选择的是拉结但是神选的是利亚
And this is what God said to Samuel.
所以这是在这个经文里面，耶和华对撒母耳这么说。
But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look upon his appearance or the height of his stature, because I rejected him." This is about other sons. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
耶和华当时教撒母耳怎么选王的时候对他的其他的大卫的那些弟兄姊妹这么说他说你不要只看他的外貌和他的身材高大我不选择他因为耶和华不像人看人人是看外貌耶和华是看内心
Amen God is looking at your heart
神看的是你的内心
Amen We may not be good looking
也许我们长得不好看
We may not be K-pop star
也许我们没有这个韩国男性的帅
We may not be rich,
也许我们也没有很多钱
but there's one thing we can,
但是有一件很重要
is ask God to change my heart.
就是让神来改变我们的心
Give me a new heart.
给我们一个新的心
That new heart is beautiful.
这个新的心是美丽的
That heart is Leah.
这个新的心是利亚的心
We need a tender heart.
我们需要一个柔软的心
A loving heart.
一个爱的心
So the first thing Jesus done
所以耶稣做的第一件事情
When he died for us on the cross,
当他为我们在十架死的时候
is to give you and me a new heart.
就是在给你我一个新的心
We are beautiful on the inside.
我们的里面是最美丽的心
Only if you allow it.
如果你允许在里面的话
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你
that this day is your day.
今天就是你的日子
We are reminded
我们再次被提醒到
that the heart that you have placed in us
我们知道你把那个新的心放在我们里面
has a future
是我们的未来
has an eternity
是我们的永恒
it has a purpose
是有你的目的的
it will be molded
它会被塑造
it will respond to you
我们会在你的塑造中间对你有反应
this heart can listen to you
我们的心会听你的话
this heart will obey you
我们的心会顺服你
Father, give us the heart of Leah.
主啊，你给我们这样子利亚的心。
Let us be the heart that pleases you.
让我们有这样子讨你喜悦的心。
A heart that is after your own heart.
让我们的心和你的心是一起的。
And no matter what the world says,
不管这个世上的标准如何。
We are so proud.
主啊，我们这么的自豪。
To be your sons and daughters.
成为你的儿女，我们自豪。
To be those who are born again.
主啊，我们这些重生的。
Given a new heart.
你给了我们新的心。
Given a new identity.
你给了我们新的身份。
So I pray God change.
主啊，我们祷告你改变我
们。Let us yield to the new heart.
主啊，让我们在委身在这个新的心里面。
Let us become the person that you want us to be.
让我们成为你一直想让我们成为的人。
Even when it's against the world.
就算跟世界的标准截然相反。
Lord, change my mind.
主啊，你来改变更新我的意念。
Let me see what is valuable to you.
让我看到什么价值在你里面才是最重要。
Let me see with your eyes.
让我们借着你的眼光来看事情。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah.Let's all stand.
让我们起立。
Lord, I just pray, O God, that you deliver us from self-condemnation, from low self-esteem, from rejection. Father, these are all lies. These are just the world's values. But in your eyes, you see somebody different. You see someone with hope and future. So I just really believe,
主啊，我们相信,
that in this room and online,
在这个房间里，而且在网上,
there are people,
有这样的人,
that you need to come before God,
你需要来到神的面前,
and thank Him,
来谢谢主,
for who you are,
来为你是谁而谢谢主,
for the heart that you have given,
你的为你的内心,
that He has given you.
神给的你的那份内心来感谢你，感谢主。
You should thank him.
你要感谢主给你的。
And that you ask the Lord to help you.
你要来神来帮助你。
To see yourself the way He sees you.
能够用神自己的眼光来看你自己。
And not what other people say.
而不是用他人的眼光来看自己。
So Father, I pray that you minister to the hearts of those.
主啊，我们祷告你今天亲自来释
放。Who are you are speaking to?
那些你今天已经选中要说话的人。
The Lord.
主啊。
We will yield to that heart.
我们降服在这个心里面。
And that we will be fruitful.
我们会在上面结果子。
And we will do your will.
我们会在那上面做你的工作。
And that our lives in the end will please you.
让我们的生活这一生命一生都是在朝你喜悦。
And we also will stand along the side of all of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
主啊，我们也站在亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各这一条线上。
Let my life count, Lord.
让我的生命成为这样的价值。
Let it have meaning.
让它有它的存在的意义。
Let it have purpose.
让它有它存在的目的。
I receive from you.
主啊，我们在你这里接受。
So Father, I bind every worldview now in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们斥责所有世界标准的灵。
That brings condemnation.
让我们自责的灵。
The wrong expectation,
让我们对自己有错误期待的
and brings the demonic doctrine,
让在这个错误的属魔鬼的教导中存在的
that crushes our hope,
让我们的希望被毁的灵
that torments our mind,
那个来折磨我们心念
I bind them in Jesus' name,
我们奉耶稣基督的名捆绑
and I release, Lord,
主啊，我们来释放
your view,
你的态度
your goodness,
你的良善
Your opinion,
主啊，你的观点。
Your purpose,
你的目的。
So no matter what job we are doing,
所以不管我们做什么样的工作。
What we are studying,
不管我们在学习什么。
Whichever road we have path that we have chosen,
不管我们选择走了哪一条路。
Father, I ask you,
主啊，我们来祷告。
Let them all lead to Jesus Christ,
让这些路最后都走向基督。
That we exalt the lovely one,
让我们能够来高举基督。
We exalt him as king.
主啊，让我们的这一条路的选择都是来高举我们的主基督，奉耶稣基督。
Father, protect us.
主啊，保护我们。
Bless our homes.
祝福我们的家庭。
Our children.
我们的孩子。
Our family.
我们的家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们请坐。
大家请坐。
有谁要你出来呢
？If you need prayer, please come to the front.